this is one of the first ones that I was really interested in. And I'm not sure, and I couldn't find if you sent any titles with them. So if they have any titles, I'd love to know them too. But otherwise, just I'd love to know more about the painting in general. This one's really evocative.
Yeah. So this was an image. This was like a photograph. And maybe that's something also I should, if I can quickly before I go into this, I should say about being Appalachian and being a painter that is sometimes interested in painting human bodies, is it is very queerness plays a huge or is a huge hindrance in that in an area like Appalachia, because there is this still this sort of belief that queerness, particularly in men or people that present as men, to be something linked to being predatory. So I have oftentimes I've done like gallery shows, and I was doing a series of watercolors of nudes, but they were sort of abstract nudes, and I was trying to find people to model because I hate just working from photographs.
Right.
But I recognized like it was all there was almost this feel of like, and I've talked to other artists in the area of it's like, do you really want to paint me, or are you like just trying to see me naked? And but
Right.
I think specifically it's linked to sort of like the Appalachians like old beliefs on queerness and sexuality. And I think sometimes that makes it hard. So this was a photograph that I found. I spent a lot of time like just scrolling through Instagram, Twitter, looking for images that I find interesting just to keep myself painting,
Right.
and kind of go from there. It was brought to my attention by my same friend that said that my art was queer erotic art, is that there is in all my paintings a look of sadness in the eyes of everybody that I paint. And so I don't know if that's just the kind of image that I'm attracted to. I don't know why. Maybe I'm projecting onto my canvases or something, but I've never thought about it, or maybe it's just the way that I like learned to paint eyes, who knows? But yeah, so I saw this, and what I found really interesting about it was the light in the piece, which is what I was really interested in. So typically if we're looking at a body and there's a direct light source, it's typically not sort of quarantined to the lower half of the body like this light source is. And also, like I have to say, like there was that clearly a tan line as well, but it was so interesting in the photograph that it just looked like almost it was illuminated, like there was a light coming up from under the dock versus like from above. And that really spoke to me in some way, is just like the way that light changes the way that we look at the body in general, and to find like something that had an interesting light source. And I, like I said, the tan, his, the model or the, whoever the person in the photograph was, his tan line certainly accentuated that. But like, yeah, and I thought it just looked really interesting. And when I painted it, I clearly, as you probably can tell, like my paintings aren't photorealists by any means. I think they're more, maybe I don't even know, expressionistic maybe. Right, there's like a, they're like I almost think of them kind of as photorealism, because my underpainting tends to be more photorealistic, and then I paint on top of it with broader brush strokes and more unnatural color, right? So like the coloring in here, it's sort of that like Pepto-Bismol-y pink, I don't know what else to call it, and sort of the slashes across his back and his arm. They're not necessarily meant to be violent or slashes. That's just the way that I was using my brush at that point in time. And what I thought showed sort of like the image of like when you see somebody that has like a beautiful tan, that I know not healthy for your skin, but like you see somebody that looks so tan and healthy and vibrant, they look like they're almost glowing, and that's kind of what I wanted to create there. But yeah, it was just sort of that the light source, also the juxtaposition of like that very like cool background. For me, a lot of times it's color, more than maybe what the image is saying. I tended to start off painting this series, I guess, of paintings of bodies on just like either a plain colored background, or maybe like a blended color background, no actual like nothing actually going on in the background, no scenery. And so I was wanted to sort of experiment with that. And water is always fun because again, you get to play around with light with that. And so that's kind of where I started. I think this piece, I typically title most pieces like body study one, body study two. I think I called this something like glow or a glow. When I painted it, it's on the back of the painting. If I was home, I would look. I sometimes will make references to myself on the back of the painting, but yeah, because I was really interested in this sort of look of what we consider to be like healthy, glowing image of like sort of male sexuality, but without being too sexual.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I like to play with that a lot too. I like to play with the ideas, and I like photographs that play with sexuality in a way that there is clearly sexuality to the image, but also a sense of like innocence. Like that dichotomy between the two, I think is interesting in people as well as like everything else in art and in when I read something. And so like most of these paintings that we'll look at, most of them, not all of them, but there, I tried to play around with that idea too of sort of a sexuality, but also an innocence.
Nice.